Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Yesterday, I told you about a new federal court decision proclaiming that parents' rights over the education of their children terminate at the threshold of the school door. The judges ruled that parents' rights do not include the right to control the upbringing of their children by introducing them to matters of and relating to sex in accordance with their personal and religious values and beliefs. But the decision in this case, called Fields versus Palmdale School District, is much broader than just the matter of a nosy questionnaire interrogating elementary school children about their assumed sexual activities. This decision included the statement that the school's power extends to protecting the mental health of children. The judges apparently are anticipating the new national plan to subject all school children to mental health screening, and they invented a judicial argument to protect not children, but the right of the schools to engage in mental screening of all school children. The school in this case had sent a letter to parents stating that if a child felt uncomfortable about answering these nosy questions, the school would assist in locating a therapist for further psychological help. That should have been a warning, but many parents don't realize that the schools have an agenda unrelated to reading, writing, and arithmetic. How did the court feel empowered to put new limits on the settled law of parents' rights and give public schools the power to override parents on teaching about sex? Simple. The three liberal judges based their decision on what they called our evolving understanding of the nature of our Constitution. Liberal judges have no shame in proclaiming their belief that our written Constitution is evolving. The judges bragged that the Constitution has evolved to create the right of abortion, and then they ruled that the Constitution has evolved to take sex education away from parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who has but a few wants and even fewer needs. Two meals a day, a warm bed, and an obedient dog. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a top show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, I promised you that today we would have our good friend and colleague, Jimmy Oliver, with the Paragon Foundation, and believe it or not, GB is alive and well, and he is on the other end of the phone out there in Alamogordo, New Mexico. GB, hi, it's good to have you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition.
Man, it's good to be back with you. I just barely got here.
What do you mean you barely got here?
You'd already started.
Yeah, he just called in.
What's that?
He just called in.
Well, I thought you were supposed to call.
Well, you know, I'm just over here drinking coffee. And
oh, as long as it's coffee, I guess it's all right.
Well, I knew you'd carry it.
That'd make any difference. I tell you, I've got so much stuff here to talk about, you won't believe it. But it's too long. It's too long to go into details on here. But I have a real... I'll read you the first paragraph.
All right.
This is a letter that a cattleman sent to R. Ronald Bozicker. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Well, he's the administrator of the USDA National Agriculture Statistics Service. Dear R. Ronald Bozicker, I received the 2005 Agriculture Resource Management Survey this past week and was bewildered in my attempt to answer many of your questions. Your agency wants to know how many bushels we sold and for what amount. Our marketing agreements, property taxes paid, any home loans we have, check off dollars paid, and how much money I made both on and off the farm. About the only question I didn't see is if I slept in the buff or not. The answer to that last sentence is the same as it is to the other questions, none of your business. I don't know why you need to know so much about my operation. Your agency seems to know more about it than I do, and it goes on and on and on. And then he says, perhaps you could answer a few questions about yourself and your agency for me. What is your annual income? Do you need subsidies in order to survive? And it goes on. Pretty well-written thing. I enjoyed it, and I thought you would enjoy it, too. But it goes on forever. And let's talk about what we were talking about the last time we were talking about something here on this program. Remember? And you promised me, you promised me, and I promised our listeners that we would get that information for them. But what you said was that through the NAFTA Treaty and the Ramsar Treaty and the Uruguayan Rounds Treaty, that the United Nations is taking over 62.5 miles on each side of the Mexican border. Was that right?
Of our border.
What do you mean, our border? It's just on our side?
No. It's on both sides.
That's what I say. It's a Mexican. Well, if you say our borders, it could be the Canadian border, too, right?
Exactly.
Are they doing it up there?
Exactly.
They are.
Absolutely.
All right. Give us a little bit of a rundown on that.
Well, let me first of all apologize. I simply have not had a chance to put all that together. We had it all together about 3 years ago. with some help from a gentleman out of Colorado that had helped us put this together. When I heard it first, Derry, I thought it was the most absurd thing I'd ever heard in my life. The only thing that I knew for a fact was is through Border 21, the United Nations had already set up their headquarters for Border 21 at Western University here in New Mexico. And that building, I'd seen that building and everything. But basically what it is, and I will go back and when I'm in town for a little while and put this together because we have the documentation on this. Basically, through the Uruguayan Round and the Ramsar Treaty, and then they finalized it with the NAFTA agreement, the United Nations took over all control of environmental concerns 62 and a half miles each side of the border. I think it's on year 12 or 13. And then on year 18, the United Nations took over all law enforcement authority 62 and a half miles each side of the border.
Now, is that year 18 as it happened?
No.
It's not?
No, no.
So they're going to do that, law enforcement?
Yes. What I think it's interesting now is that the Border Patrol stations down in our country where the Border Patrol pulls you in off the highways, now all of a sudden they are moving those. And if you measure them from the border, they're exactly 62 and a half miles each side of the border. One of them in our country has been moved and a nice facility built, and now they're moving the other one. And so it's very obvious. I should not have gotten into this until I had gone back and pulled up all our documentation and everything and gotten that to you.
Yeah, but you are so well read and so you can remember all that stuff. I have a difficult time remembering, you know, what I said yesterday.
Well, it doesn't matter what I say. I need to give you the documentation.
Yeah, let's get that, because we've had a bunch of callers call in that same day that you were on the air, because you said, I'll get it to you. And, we don't have it. And people need to know this sort of thing. Wonder what is... what is so important about 62 and a half miles?
You know, I have no idea. I have no idea what that is. I think that broke down into some kind of a metric measurement. You know, we live by the standard we live by, but the whole rest of the world is under the metric system, and I think that has to do with a metric measurement. I've wondered the same thing. I have no clue what that means.
My son, who has traveled around the world, is sitting next to me here today. He said, I'm not going to go on the air. But, John, can you tell us what 62 and a half miles is? You've been to Australia. You spent a year almost in Australia, and they're on the metric system down there.
It would be something close to 100 kilometers, but I don't have the exact measurement.
Why don't you?
I wasn't prepared for that.
I remember when we were in Australia, we had it all figured out because there's some real simple little thing, and I thought maybe you'd spend enough time down there that you could remember it. But anyhow, for whatever it's worth, it's 62 and a half miles. Now, that puts you pretty close to the border, doesn't it?
Very close. Very close. We fall outside of that. I have since heard, and I've seen no documentation on all of this, that measurement continues to change. But I did have an opportunity one day. We were down there, and I did have an opportunity to measure this Border Patrol station on Highway 54. I didn't have a chance to measure that to the border, and it's roughly 62 and a half miles. And it's interesting that that's moved and a new facility was built there.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for
for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
And we have returned, visiting today with G.B. Oliver III, and he is the executive director of the Paragon Foundation. And, G.B., we were talking about this Border Patrol thing. I saw just this morning where, and I didn't bring the news clip in here with me, so I'm kind of doing it from memory, but Presidente Fox, yes, thank you. He says he's really disappointed with Bush because of in our legislature, and he's got a team of people up here now that's going to make this thing work. They're going to help us write this legislation for these illegals.
Well, you got to feel good about that, right? Because there's no question that Vicente has our best interest at heart.
You know, every time I call down there to get you, if you're in town, you're on the telephone, people call me, and they've got a problem, and I'm part of your problem, I guess, D.B. Because I say, you know, that's a good question, and I don't know, but I'll bet if you call Paragon, they could tell you what to do.
So that's where these calls are coming from.
Yeah, yeah. I had a fella call me the other day, and it was just ironical that the several days later, when I was waiting for you, you were talking to the fella that I told to call you. But it's kind of interesting. But anyway, let's see if I remember the county. It's a county there in Minnesota. And it is Houston County, Minnesota. The county zoning board divided that county into 1 mile, no, into 40-acre squares. They just laid a checkerboard down and drew squares with no rhyme or reason, just drew squares over the entire county, and you can only have one house in this 40 acres.
Yep.
And this fellow has 17 acres. It's his, bought and paid for, and in this 17 acres happens to fall within a 40-acre square that already has a house, and they won't let him build a house on 17 acres.
It was that's one of the more incredible stories I've heard. But let me tell you something. Some of these people that are being elected into these offices, county commission offices and municipality offices, you know, city commissioners and those kind of things, got to be the dumbest people on the face of this earth. Until you look at the fact that so many of these zoning ordinances and so forth that are implemented on your local level are a result of some kind of a state or federal grant that has been granted back down into your county or into your municipality in order to get these zones passed. What they've learned a long time ago is the feds and the state, in a lot of cases, had no jurisdiction, had no authority to come in there and do that, or you're going to take them into a takings court because they've taken your property. If they can get that local government to implement that, then you have a very difficult time proving a taking.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Oliver is with us today, if you're just now tuning in, with the Paragon Foundation. And, G.B., we were talking about these commissioners going into putting zoning in counties, etc. And, you know, we not only have county zoning, we have regional zoning as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, yes, sir. You're going to have to say more than yes, sir. You don't want to agree with me, but anyway, you mentioned that these commissioners, these counties, can get a federal grant to get this done.
Oh yeah, so much of this goes right back, and it goes back to what we talked about before: UN treaties and those kind of things. Smart growth is a result of this worldwide zoning and control. What you've seen across the country is that the federal entities through the Endangered Species Act and those kind of things would begin to limit your ability to do that. We've learned that you take them into the Court of Claims and you had success there. But when county officials, local elected officials implement those zoning restrictions, they have the jurisdiction to do so. And that gets you back to what I said a while ago. You have got to pay attention to these people that you're electing. You've got to get involved in your local politics. It's very difficult to carry the county commission into the court of claims.
All right, now let's go back to this gentleman that has a 17 acres and can't build a house on it because he's in a 40-acre square that there's already one house in and it's zoned that way in Minnesota. The best I can remember is you told him, hey, he's just had it, right?
Well, except for the fact that can you find some way that they have violated your civil rights, or have they? Does that give this landowner some kind of an advantage over this landowner? And then here again, the other problem you have in carrying them into court is you have to prove damage. You have to be able to show damage. But from the typical way that we talked about carrying these entities into the court of claims and beating them there as a takings of your property. That's a much more difficult hill to climb when it's your local elected officials that have done that to you as opposed to state or federal officials. They have the jurisdiction to operate that way. That's why you elected them to make those decisions.
You elected them so that wouldn't happen.
But that's when you've got to pay attention to the people that you put in there. And you better have them educated, and you better know where they stand before you elect them into those offices. Oh, they're the ones that are dangerous.
Oh, by the way, we got a caller called in a while ago and said that John was right. 62.5 miles is 100 kilometers.
Well, that explains that.
Yeah, so that's what the deal is there. You know, you're talking about these zoning commissions. Now, the county commissioner is elected, but they appoint these zoning commissioners. I don't think they're elected, are they?
I don't know, but ultimately it's that guy that you elected that has authority to stop it or to implement it.
Right,
yeah.
But I have an interesting a letter here from a friend of mine in Iowa that listens regularly. He said, several months ago I decided it was time to change our approach to protecting our basic freedoms because more do-gooders and communal society planners were invading our lives. It was time, I thought, to quit being the target and start being the aggressor. The weapons of defense remain the same, truth and information. The method of attack will be questions only, not accusations, not name-calling, just questions. Anyway, he said about 2 months ago he mailed 5 letters to the 5 members of the Johnson County Zoning Commission at their home. The questions were, did you seek your position on the Johnson County Zoning Commission? If yes, state reason. If no, state reason for accepting the position. Number 2, do you reside on property controlled by your commission? If not, do you own property controlled by your commission? Number 3, if you, in your own words, please state in writing that what you believe to be the purpose of the Johnson County Zoning Commission. Said, guess what? Nobody answered the letter. He said, did I hit the target? So 2 weeks ago, I mailed the same questions, but this time sent them registered. Return receipts requested. To date, 2 have been signed as accepted. 1 has been refused. He said, the next step will be a personal confrontation with each member of the commission. Anyway, I don't know if that's going to do any good or not, but see, if everybody would think that way, it would make a big difference.
Precisely. You know, we talked about Dan Martinez, the gentleman out in Arizona that they took his cattle. Dan Martinez never, ever denied any of the requests of the United States Forest Service. In every case, he said, I will be glad to comply if you will show me where your authority is. And they never, ever answered one of those requests. Never. And yet they went ahead and gathered his cattle. They finally got them sold. They were unable to sell them in no sales ring in Arizona would accept the cattle. In fact, when they looked to bring them into New Mexico, the New Mexico Livestock Board notified them that they would confiscate those cattle as stolen cattle, so the Forest Service couldn't bring them in there. So under another name, they carried them into a Texas sales ring. And they finally got them sold. But,
well, the last I heard, they were penned in Texas. The cattle were at the Dalhart sale barn.
And they wouldn't sell them.
And they wouldn't sell them.
Yeah. I don't know what they finally did to the guy that had those cattle in order to get them sold. But they had absolutely no court order. They had not been to any kind of judge. They had no jurisdiction to pick those cattle up. And I think Martinez, I've got an article coming out in our next Paragon magazine on this, written by Lee Pitts. And it's one of the best articles I've ever read.
Hey, anything Lee writes is going to be good. Tell us about it after the commercial break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. We'll be right back. We have several callers. We'll talk about Lee Pitts's article and then go to the telephones.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
What is sustainable development? You may have heard people talking about it in public meetings, on the radio, consultants and university professors lecture on it, and at various levels of government it may even be mandated. But what is it? Now get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. It's an easy-to-read 22-page booklet that will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is implemented. Specifically, it refers to an initiative of the United Nations called the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21. The most comprehensive statement of a political ideology that is being progressively infused into every level of government in America. Get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Send $3 check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $3 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Gold prices rallied 2% higher Monday to the highest level in 25 years, closing up $10 to $549.50 an ounce. Silver rose 11 cents to $9.19 an ounce. Fund managers poured money into the market, driven by expectations that U.S. interest rates have almost peaked and China will move more money into gold. A move above $600 is expected in 2006. And now this from author and CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover Gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who has had enough luck to last a lifetime and the ability to not be at the right place at the wrong time, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, along with G.B. Oliver III, with Paragon Foundation. And G.B., going into the commercial break, you were about to tell us about, what Dan Martinez was doing.
Yes, after they were able to get the cattle sold, what he did is he went and got an injunction that kept them from being able to sell the cattle. When the injunction ran out is when they got them sold. But no sales barn in Arizona would take them. New Mexico notified them that if they brought them into the state of New Mexico, they were going to confiscate them. And it's just, Lee Pitts writes a real cute an article. You know how Lee is.
Oh, he's good.
About the new kind of rustling that goes on. And he said where they used to drive them into a box canyon somewhere and rebrand them, he said the Forest Service has got a new technique. But the thing that I love about this is Dan Martinez just continues to come after them. And they had no court order to take those cattle. They had no authority to do it in any way. In fact, in the Arizona Livestock Board would not sign off on the inspection papers, and so the United States Forest Service finally went through Governor Napolitano in Arizona and was able to get the assistant state vet to sign off on them, which had no authority to do that either. So it's going to be very interesting, and Mr. Martinez just continues to carry him right on into state court, and I think this is one of the gentlemen that will break their backs.
Okay, you mentioned that the feds have always tried to get him into a federal court, and he has remained only in a state court because he sues the individual that were the actual people on the ground that were gathering the cattle. I guess he's suing the Assistant Secretary of Agriculture, et cetera, right?
So, yeah, and the sheriff as well. The sheriff simply did not stand up and protect his property. That's what your sheriff's there to do. But they keep trying to do to him what they've done to all of us, and because of all the experience that we've gathered over the years and the wasted money fighting the wrong battle in the wrong court, he knows not to go into federal court. And federal court has no jurisdiction over his property. None whatsoever. Property is a state issue, as you and I have talked before on this show. Therefore, every time that they try to lure him into federal court, he says that he is not denying the fact that he will come if he's supposed to, but they need to sow him where they have jurisdiction over his property. And, of course, then they back up, and they'll send him a letter and say, well, we're going to drop this case, just sign here, and he won't even sign that document. What Mr. Martinez will tell you is don't sign anything. Just keep asking questions, just what you were talking about a while ago.
Okay, you mentioned a while ago that the feds have no authority over your property.
Exactly. Federal District Court has no jurisdiction over property unless, let me back up, unless the property is valued under $10,000.
All right. Now, you're familiar with this animal ID thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Once we get an animal ID and it is in a database in the Department of Agriculture, isn't that just like having a license to own those cattle?
Yes, sir. I think that is no different than a Social Security number or a driver's license or a marriage license or all the other things that we've fallen into where you have given up your constitutional rights. I think that's just another step in that direction. What's worse yet, I believe that is the proving ground for you and I to get a chip.
See, I'm glad you said that, because people think I'm a goony bird when I say that. I think this is the dry run. This is the practice. This is the dress rehearsal. And once they get this thing set up for all livestock, and you know it's one chicken. You're aware of that. I mean, they're gonna tag every backyard flock.
I was not aware of that.
Absolutely.
Who's gonna gather those chickens? Look, there's an opportunity for you and I.
You know,
we're gonna put a chip in a chicken.
Yes. Well, you're gonna have to identify it some way. Absolutely. Now, this is in Texas.
Uh-huh.
The Texas Commission on this thing has passed this. It's law in Texas. And, yes, and if you don't chip your chicken, you can get fined $1,000 a day.
$1,000 a day?
$1,000 a day for not chipping your chicken.
4 or 5 months, I could run into some real money, couldn't it?
What are you talking about? You're a banker. You ought to know about that sort of thing.
Well, knowing the government, they probably want it put in his ear. What we needed to do is develop a squeeze chute so you could run your chicken in that squeeze chute, and then you can go ahead and tag his ear.
You know, for our people that are not familiar with chickens, the ear is inside the head. There's no outer ear to a chicken, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, gosh, we need to get to the telephones, too. But you mentioned when you were talking about how these people, how the government has done these different things, and you've learned, you said, we know because what they have done to us, like you have lost property in this. Give us, can you in 60 seconds or so tell what happened to your parents?
Yeah, my family lost, we had a ranch. They came in and condemned 92,000 acres of that, condemned it and took it. And my granddad had enough knowledge of all this to end up in the court of claims and pursue this. It wasn't just us, but it was, I think, 62 other families when they set up White Sands Missile Range. What we didn't know at that time was what they were required by law to pay us, and they ended up paying us, I think, 46 cents an acre, something like that.
But now your family owned 92,000 themselves, or was that the whole deal?
186,000 acres, what they owned. They came in and took about half of that ranch. So, yeah, we started learning at I knew at a young age what they were capable of doing. And, of course, with the Paragon Foundation, we've taken one case after another, and we've fought these battles and spent millions of dollars in the courtroom. And many, many, many times we were in the wrong court asking the wrong question. And, you know, if I can get you to ask the wrong question, it doesn't matter what kind of an answer I give you. But a little bit at a time, we finally figured out what mistakes we've made, and we continue to pursue this. And now we feel we're pretty well educated, and when you look at what Mr. Martinez is able to do with what he's doing and everything, that verifies the fact that we're kind of learning the business. And education sometimes is very, very expensive, Derry.
Yeah, they say, they always tell us, you know, that experience is the best teacher. It's the worst teacher you can have.
Well, we're learning, and that's what the Paragon Foundation wants to do then, is share the things that we've learned so that it'll help people across the country.
Give us kind of a quick little rundown of what Paragon, you said we share the information we've learned. Tell us what you are actually doing.
Well, what we're trying to do now is that for a long time, we believe that the answers were in the courtroom. And, you know, what we've learned over a period of time is that there's simply not enough money to get in those courtrooms and play continually. But you've got to keep going there. You've got to keep learning the law, and you've got to keep gathering the experts from across the country to fight these battles. But what we've learned through Wayne Hage and some of those, and several of these cases that we've been in where we've had the success, we've learned that, first of all, they're going to try to drag you into federal district court where they have no jurisdiction over your property. That is a regulatory court. And what you're in there arguing with them is about their own rules and regulations. But yet they are so good at that. And because we've learned those kind of things, when they continue to try to drag Dan Martinez into federal court, now we know. They don't have any jurisdiction. Why would I want to come in there? I want the court to answer that question for me. Those are the kind of things that are starting to show success, and we need for people to understand that. We need to get that information out to people. So many of these cases that we see and we hear, they tear your heart out of you, could have been resolved had these people had a little education and a little understanding in the front end and asked the right questions that would have turned these federal agencies and these state agencies back, and they would have left them alone. By the time you let them get embedded in your hip pocket of 2 or 3 years and let them get a hand around your throat, then it's very, very difficult to get out of it without spending $700,000 to $800,000 in a courtroom.
And still getting beat.
Hey, oh, yeah. Yeah, they get you in their court, and they're going to take it to you. You may think you're in there defending your property when, in fact, that federal district court is not even considering your property because they have no jurisdiction over that property. But they're not going to call you to the front, and you've heard all your life that ignorance is no defense, and that's exactly where they come. That judge is not going to call you up the bench and say, what are you doing in here? You know, we can't talk about your property. He's going to let you stand up, make any arguments you want to. He knows that he's going to rule on what he has jurisdiction over. And when you go back and you read these federal court decisions of going back to Kit Laney and those kind of things, those judges knew very clearly that they had no jurisdiction over that property. And the way they worded those rulings, they skirted all the way around that, but they never crossed their jurisdictional line. These federal judges are very, very intelligent.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. Promise you, we'll get to the telephones this time after this message. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And we're back. Before we go to the telephones, I promise you'll get you there pretty quickly. But GB, I'm not sure that you stay busy enough while you're in the office. And we could ring your phone a few more times. You do have a copy of your publication that you would send free of charge to the as just an offer, right?
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Anybody that doesn't get it, notify me. I'll send you the one we have. And then, of course, I'll put you on a list, and we'll send you 3 or 4, and you decide if you like what this outfit stands for, or if you'd like to be a part of this. We get $35 a year for a magazine, and put you on our mailing list.
Okay. Okay. The number is 1-877-847-3443. That's a toll-free number, 877-847-3443. Now let's get to the telephones. Is Mike with us? He's been holding a long, long time. Hi, Mike from Maryland. You're on the air.
Hey, it's a great show you got here. I'm home sick from work today. I think I've got the Kim flu.
Uh-oh.
So, you need a 2-hour show, especially when you got a great guest like this.
Don't brag on him too much.
Okay.
Somebody called the other day, and that's all they did was tell what a great speaker GB was down at the AAM convention. And then Wayne Kreitz, by the way, who's going to be on the show tomorrow with me, he was talking. He said, boy, that guy is interesting, and he's really, really on the ball. And, you know, it kind of goes to his head.
Okay.
Mike, you just go on. You don't listen to him.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We only got so much time. But listen, I mainly want to talk about that border thing. It's going to be 62 miles on each side of the Canadian-Mexican border. Are they going to have blue helmets with assault rifles patrolling? I mean, if people that own property in those areas, I'm more concerned about the American side, obviously, but if you own a ranch or a house within that 62-mile border, are you going to lose your property, or are you just going to be under the jurisdiction of the UN, and are the people going to put up with this?
I don't know. You know, those are questions that remain to be answered. Those are things that, as to how they're going to implement it, nobody really knows. All we know is that after having done the research, and we did this research about 3 years ago, and I've got to get on that and get that documentation to Derry. What we knew was is they were given authority. So while you saw the pressure mounting from the Minutemen and those kind of things for us to gain control of our border, what we knew on the other side was you'd given that control away through these treaties. And that explained why the administration did not react in any way. But as to how they implement that and what kind of effect that has on your property, you and I both know, Mike, it's not going to be good.
Sure.
But we don't know exactly how it will be implemented.
You mentioned GB Border 21, and that was new to me. Now, I knew about Agenda 21. We have information here. We can send people about what Agenda 21 is all about. I've never heard of Border 21 before.
It was nothing more than an offshoot off of Agenda 21. See, Agenda 21 has several offshoots, and Border 21 was part of it. It's a part of it that they've kept relatively quiet. And obviously, you can see why they kept it quiet. But, yeah, there are several offshoots of Agenda 21.
What about does it tie to the NAFTA highway, too, where they're going to split this country up into these big, huge super highways?
Hey, hang on, Mike. We must take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
What is aspartame? Is it, as some say, simply a low-calorie artificial sweetener used harmlessly in thousands of everyday products under such names as NutraSweet, Equal, and others? Or is it really a case study of our food supply in crisis? As Corey Brackett reveals in her feature-length documentary, Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World, aspartame is one of the most pervasive, insidious forms of corporate negligence in the history of the Industrial Revolution. The toxic long-term effects of aspartame are often dismissed as a hoax by the sweetener industry, but the video Sweet Misery unravels something less comforting than a mere hoax. This video, Sweet Misery, runs 90 minutes in length, is $29.95 delivered in VHS or DVD, and you can order by calling the newswithviews.com bookstore toll-free at 1-800-955-0116. That's 1-800-955-0116, and be sure to tell them Barry sent you.
Before Mike dropped off the air there with us, he mentioned the splitting the nation with these eight-lane highways. We're talking about these international corridors. Are you familiar with any of that, GB?
You bet. And that's been something that's been on their agenda for 30 years. I remember seeing the maps of all of that, where they have these corridors that you can go up and down. The rest of it is nothing but a wilderness, especially out here. And you can, you know, Michael Kaufman and those guys have put the maps on. The environmental movement's tried to get rid of that documentation, but that's what they're implementing out there. And, you know, that's where they're going. Go read Al Gore's book, Earth and the Balance. He tells you exactly where they're going.
Yeah, he you know, besides inventing the Internet, that was about the next best thing he ever did was put that book out, because that really tips their hands. Let's go to Ron in Missouri. Hi, Ron. You're up next.
How you doing, Derry? You think they talk like, you know, that chicken identification is hilarious, but they're setting the stage for that right now with that bird flu. You just watch. When they scare the people and get the people scared, they'll do anything that they want them to do. And so that's my comment on that today.
Yeah, I think, too, as I mentioned a while ago, once they get every – see, they don't want – they want to control all of the food. And people will say, well, you know, they're not going to control me. I live out here in the boonies, and I've got two milk goats and a couple of cows and a flock of hens, so they can't control me. They're going to. They're going to do it. Anyhow, GB, let's go back to this Barter 21 thing. You mentioned Western University in New Mexico. Where is Western University?
Silver City.
Silver City. And why you said the United Nations has a headquarters there?
Yeah, Border 21 headquarters is there. They came onto the university and granted quite a bit of money to Western University. And built a building. I was always amazed at the building. It was a big white building, looked like a mosque. And
well, it probably is.
Very likely. But anyway, for whatever reason, I have no idea why they selected that area or anything else. But that's where it's at.
All right. You are going to get me copies of this Ramsar Treaty and the Uruguay Round and the NAFTA thing that shows where this 62.5-mile deal is coming from.
Absolutely. And when you get copies of all of that, it's going to come, you know, those treaties, put one of those treaties in a U-Haul truck. That's about how much room it takes to do that. But what I need to do is go back in there and break those pieces of those things out for you, where you can see that exactly how it all tied together. We had done that research at one time. And
how come you didn't keep that?
I do have it. I do have it.
But I mean, already researched out with just the right pages to go to and everything.
Well, that's just my incompetence. There are so many battles and so many fires come up in this business every day that
I have
no explanation for.
I do the same thing here. I've got 1,200 and some files. And I'm serious now. And we've got cabinets full of files.
Yep.
And Beth has done an excellent job. I can go back and I can pull out just about anything I want to. But you don't know what to keep. So much stuff that I should have kept, I throw away, and then I keep stuff that I shouldn't have kept.
That's exactly what happens here. You know, that's a real important thing until all of a sudden you end up in a big court battle and you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars invested, and then all of a sudden that goes into a file somewhere, and you go on to fight that battle. And that's, I apologize to you for having held you up on
that. We'll accept your apology. Excuses satisfy only those who make them. Just remember that.
And I always learn so much from you.
I do the best I can to teach you. But anyhow, I'm going to give you phone number again. 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.